United Arab Emirates is not a place I know very much about. Dubai is not a place I know very much about. And this entire short audio will be about Dubai, particularly, and the United Arab Emirates. And it's preparation to write a blog post later on today about this. I'm going to use this audio to introduce the topic which I intend to focus upon. Now, we all know that Dubai is a very, very rich place. And that its wealth is founded on oil. We know that. We know that the oil is running out. So what we know is the United Arab Emirates, which is one of the richest places in the world, I presume, per head of population, is also facing a mammoth challenge, which is how to be economically viable after 2025 or whenever it is that the oil will stop. So I remember a lot of Irish people going to Dubai. I mean, I know people who've gone to Dubai to work in Dubai. One of the, Dubai International Airport manager of the biggest duty-free in the world is Irish. I know loads of people who went to Dubai to work in construction. We also know that the Dubai construction industry is slowing down. I don't want to claim that I have insider knowledge, or, you know, you're better to look in the FT, Financial Times, in order to find out about this. But the point is, my key point is really about the country facing a challenge. The government of United Arab Emirates, and I don't even know what kind of a, whether it's got any degree of democracy attached to it, or whether it's a family government, a monarchy. I should check that all out, and would be ever so easy to check out, and I will after I reveal to you how little I know about the place present. But the image of Dubai is connected at present with wealth, sunshine, there are wonderful golf courses there. I think there have been some huge competition that Rory McIlroy won recently there. So we know about Dubai. But if you're thinking about it from the point of view of Dubai, you need to imagine the world, you know, 20 years forward of now, and have some kind of vision for how that country will survive. Because when the oil runs out, why will people go there? And they won't only go there because there are fantastically expensive and brilliant seven-star hotels in Dubai, as we know there are. And so, there's the challenge. A country facing into its future, concerned about its brand image, concerned about its economy, concerned about how will it draw people there, how will it provide, how will it create wealth in that country? The reason it's come to my attention is that one of my clients recently told me, Trevor Winkworth, the CEO of InHand Guides, told me that he's going out to Dubai after Christmas, talking to Arab Healthcare for the purpose of developing his business, and that's a whole area in its own right, Arab Healthcare, and InHand Guides have something to offer healthcare in the Middle East. But at the same time, he also wants to talk to the Dubai Convention Center, which is, I think, an enormous place. I know almost nothing about it myself, except that it is one of the... Dubai is doing its best to attract people to go to Dubai for conventions, conferences. There are so many huge conferences in the world. And if you're holding a conference which involves bringing people from, on the one hand, Australia, and on the other hand, America, you could do worse than located in Dubai. And I'm not hired by anyone to say that, but just from a purely geographical perspective, you can see that Dubai might have certain advantages. Now, the disadvantage about Dubai, on the other hand, is that everybody identifies it with some things that are not sustainable. So that's the tricky part. So what else? The second reason I'm interested in Dubai is that Chris Brogan is there. And Chris Brogan's a hero of mine, and he's gone there for some kind of a conference. And this morning, very early, I clued into that conference and started looking at the kind of tweets that were coming from Dubai at this conference. And that's what led me to start this train of thought. And this is it, you see. A country could do worse than try to beef itself up in the world by enthusing its social, the people who are using social media to spread its message. So it seems to me, and this is only a hypothesis, that United Arab Emirates have decided that a very good way of carrying its brand awareness into the future, and perhaps even tweaking its brand messaging, is by putting on a huge social media conference. I don't even know the name of it, but that would act as a honeypot for everybody in the geographical area around Dubai. No, get yourself to Dubai for this particular event, to which Chris Brogan and others will be coming. And there you have, you know, from the United States or of America, possibly from Canada as well, people at the cutting edge of how to communicate in the modern world, how to do business, how to get your story out there. And of course, Chris Brogan has the absolutely perfect book in that situation, because it's a book about how to make an impact, called The Impact Equation, which he wrote with Julian Smith. So basically, you get the people out there talking about how Dubai can make an impact, how United Arab Emirates can make an impact, and you can see the intelligence behind the idea. It's not just putting on a conference for the sake of a conference. It's actually possibly, and I have no, I haven't been briefed on this, it's part of a holistic strategy, which is about how on earth can our country hack it in future in a very competitive environment where we don't have the advantage of loads and loads of money coming in from oil. So, I wonder, is there any other country in the world other than United Arab Emirates that would consider such an initiative to get the message of its country out there into its the wider world by enthusing them behind a kind of banner of making an impact? And from that point of view, would any other country, small country in a highly competitive environment with, you know, people all over the world aware of its existence but not quite aware of what its latest message for the long term will be, but certainly in a very competitive situation, could any other country consider getting Chris Brogan and whoever else was at in Dubai to come and sort of galvanize the local people? And by that I mean that in the most highly respectful way, the best users of, the best communicators on behalf of the country. And the best communicators on behalf of the country are not necessarily the civil servants. Absolutely. And so here we have, there's more to be studied about what the United Arab Emirates is doing or has done, and I think the event is still on. But I'm just a little bit intrigued about, you know, what another country could do in the same vein. I don't know, maybe I'm just letting my enthusiasm for curiosity get the better of me. What do you think? Is there any possible way of learning from Dubai? Anything our country could do to learn from Dubai? Anything we could enter into dialogue with Dubai about? In fact, I shouldn't be saying Dubai, because Dubai is just the city, the United Arab Emirates. UAE. And they're not just a wonderful airline, Arab Emirates. They've got a heck of a brand ambassador for their country, haven't they? The reputation of Emirates airline is second to none.
Another similarity with Ireland at one stage. Bye.